The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, yesterday we told you that one of the gifts the AAF is bringing football fans is this kind of new onside kick thing where instead of actually kicking a football that has no chance of being recovered by the kicking team whatsoever, that if you want to try something, you can try to get them keep the ball by getting a 4th and 12 at the 28-yard line. Convert that, you keep the ball. You don't, they get, you know, your opponent gets the ball on a turnover on downs. But the other gift that the AAF could be giving us is something NFL Competition Committee is now studying, and that is the Sky Judge. And if I'm not mistaken, that is something Ron and I had said during the NFC title debacle, that that's what the NFL should be looking at, is getting that extra set of eyes that can beam down and say, hey, hold on, guys, let's not go crazy here. I saw this, and I need to react to that or at least make a judgment on that. Still some things that would have you'd have to iron out with that. Like, does the Sky Judge have overall say? Is he only going to be brought in during certain periods of time? Does he get brought in for everything? How does it work? But at least it's the right idea. The AAF is using it right now. I hope the NFL does do something because, listen, it's we all talk about how replay can slow things down, but it also, you know, you want to get it right. You want to get the calls right, but it's how it gets used or how you officiate games. We do have a tendency to want to get these things right. We don't like it when we have technology or we have an ability to get calls correct and we don't do it. It's one thing when you don't have the ability to do it, right? The years before instant replay, all right, guy made a judgment call, it was wrong, but you live with it. But now that we know we can fix calls, it's you want to be able to do that in a way that maybe doesn't cumbersome the game, doesn't burden the game down. This could be an interesting thing. But I still think the best gift is the onside kick rule. And I hope they do it. I hope they add that element into the onside kicks. Because onside kicks, as I'm starting to figure out, are dumb and a waste of time. And anyway, but it's, bring in the Sky Judge, if you will. All right, coming up, speaking of instant replay, one prominent coach in the NFL says he hates that. And among other things, oh, I can only guess who that is. And we'll have that for you next on SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So I just said that the AAF has the Sky Judge. That could be a gift to the NFL, much like the onside kick thing. But if you're John Gruden, the whole instant replay idea is just nonsense. Gruden said that he would like to get rid of instant replay entirely. He says, I quote, "I don't have any interest in expanding replay," he said at the Combine. "I have strong interest in eliminating replay, but that's a story for another day." But that's not a story for another day here. I want to go back to this for a second. Why would John Gruden want to eliminate replay? You know why I think he wants to eliminate replay? Because he was the quote-unquote victim of one of the most replayed decisions, one of the most famous replay decisions in the history of the NFL, when he was the head coach of the Raiders, and Tom Brady's tuck rule. A rule many of us didn't even understand at the time. Many of us didn't even know existed at the time, although people said, you know, who covered the league, oh, no, that rule was there.
In fact, I still don't believe it exists.
I still don't know what it was. And John Gruden, I can understand where he's coming from with this. He had a trip to the AFC Championship game taken away from him, and he still probably doesn't understand why it was. Right, he went on to win a Super Bowl, I get it, and he probably at various times in his coaching career benefited from replay. I'm sure you could find a list of times that he has benefited from instant replay with his time with the Raiders or the Buccaneers or wherever. I'm sure there's been plenty of times where John Gruden has benefited from replay, but I'm wondering if the sting of the tuck rule, which still stings Raiders who were part of that to this day, has anything to do with this scoffing of the instant replay that the NFL has had for quite some time. Now, he goes on to explain, this is what he said a year ago. "I think slow-mo replay is the biggest problem with replay. When you're looking at it as, is it a catch or isn't it a catch, at that speed, it's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. So I think if you threw out that slow-mo, I think you'd get back to common sense." I think, again, this is an, I think this is another sort of guy that is going, hey, you know what? We had a guy tackle Tom Brady who fumbled the football, and it appeared to be a fumble by everybody who saw it. And then they went into a booth and, using frame by frame slow motion, determined that somehow he was trying to bring the ball back in, and that was part of the tuck rule. I wonder if there's a sting there to Gruden's decision or opinion that replay doesn't belong in the league. I think he's the only one. I mean, people are talking about expanding replay, right? They want to figure out how to make replay even more prevalent in the game. I think he's the only one calling for its complete and utter elimination. But isn't it weird? I think he's onto something here. Do we really want to do frame by frame analysis of sports? Can we really do this and still keep some sort of rhythm in the game without, because you can't have replay go 5-10 minutes. You can't. It has to be pretty quick. Also, Gruden, by the way, has no interest in hydration, has no interest in analytics, and no interest in player conditioning. Hydration, what's that about? He doesn't believe in drinking water? Is that how that works? He doesn't believe in 8 glasses a day? He doesn't believe in water breaks? By the way, I have my concerns about hydration, too. When I hear people say, you have to drink 8 glasses of water a day, I don't think that's true. Is that true? You have to drink 8 glasses of water a day?
I've heard that.
How did people live for hundreds and hundreds of years without doing that? I don't think there were people drinking gallons and gallons of water a day like in the Old West, were they? And they seemed to live pretty old. Nobody died of thirst like in towns. Do people just drink gallons of water in every part of the world, wherever we've lived?
Maybe that's forever? Why we're in a water shortage in most areas. You know, we end up having droughts because we're overpopulated and everyone's drinking all the water.
Did people in ancient Israel drink gallons of water every single day? Just had it just lying around, just like, you ever seen people carrying around gallon jugs of water just constantly with them everywhere they go? I got to stay hydrated. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't remember this being around 30 years ago, and yet we seem to survive.
Well, it's like everything.
During the Great Depression, were people carrying around big, huge barrels of water with them everywhere. Well, I'm poor, but I got to stay hydrated.
But it's like everything. You know, there's always an it food out there.
Yeah.
You know, right now the it food is kale. Got to eat kale because kale is healthy.
Yeah.
But I remember growing up, it was cottage cheese.
Yeah, that's true. Cottage cheese. That's right.
Everyone had cottage cheese. You know, my grandmother lived by cottage cheese. Like, this is what I need to eat to get, you know, to lose weight is eat cheese curds.
Wow. I saw a meme that showed a guy cooking kale. Says, when you cook kale, cook it in oil. It slides off the pan into the trash can easier.
He's absolutely right.
That's absolutely correct. But yeah, maybe I agree with John Gruden on the hydration thing. I might be on out on a limb here. I don't know if you need. I don't think you need 8 gallons of or 8 glasses of water a day. Maybe you don't.
I remember growing up. You know, you and I played sports. You had your water break.
And yeah, but you didn't suck down five glasses.
You had like one of those plastic bottles.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe, you know, if it had been a while since a water break or if it was a particularly warm that day, you finished your water a little bit faster than you normally would. But, I mean, maybe what? Say that was probably like a liter of water and that was it?
That was about it. Like, we used to play at this field and there used to be just like a water spigot.
Yeah,
it was just hanging around in the middle of the field. You used to walk over there, turn it on, drink water.
Throw it on your face.
But I think if you probably calculated the amount of water I drank from that spigot, it wouldn't even come close to 64 ounces of water.
Plus, I guarantee it was not purified.
No, of course not.
You were getting some lead in there. Tapping into the well. Some rust from that hose.
Whatever that was.
Because that hose, you know, for us, it was just a hose that hung out at our football field and God knows what was inside that hose, but man.
Probably, you don't want to know.
But water from a hose never tastes better.
Gruden also scoffed at analytics. I'm not opposed to that. I can see that. Because Gruden is Gruden's in the wrong era, don't you think? Don't you think John Gruden would be just better off if he was born 50 years ago?
He should have been playing against coaching against Lombardi.
I'm sorry. He was born about 50 years ago. My bad. Stupid me. Coach 50 years ago. If he was a coach 50 years ago.
Yeah, he should have been coaching against Lombardi.
Yeah, like that time, right? It's like, water! Like when Denzel Washington goes, water? Was it, water is for the weak? Was it something like that where he tells that kid, you want water? Like, you watch Remember the Titans, you're like, really? Wow, you won't even get that kid water. And he goes, that's Gruden. Like, Gruden doesn't want analytics. You know what Gruden wants? Gruden wants a good old coach's eye. He doesn't want statistics. He doesn't need to know what you ran your 40 in. He can just tell you're fast by watching you. That's what Gruden wants. Gruden doesn't need to know what you're, you know, how quickly you run sideline to sideline. He can just tell by the way you play. He can tell by the way you are a football player. He doesn't need to know your size. He doesn't know how much you weigh. He can just tell you're a football player by looking at you. That's Gruden. So the game's got instant replay, it's got computer analytics now, it's got hydration, it's got conditioning in the offseason, and Gruden wants his guys like, you know, working at the meatpacking plant in the offseason and then showing up to training camp to get back in shape with no water breaks and no offseason conditioning. And by the way, we won't be watching replay. That's ridiculous and dumb. And computers, what are those? Those are way, way in the future. We all have phones in our hands. That's coming 40 years down the road. That's Gruden. Gruden's era has long passed, but he longs for it. So 2018, he should be coaching in like 1968. That's when Gruden belonged. I don't know. I kind of, like I said, I agree with him on the hydration thing. Maybe not so much the replay thing. I'm not saying don't drink water. I'm just saying you don't need 4 gallons of this stuff.
Yes.
Every day.
But like we talked about yesterday, NFL, you need to adopt not only the onside kick rule, but adopt the sky judge.
You've got to adopt the sky judge.
I mean, that one to me seems like that should already be in the books.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? We're talking about, well, what can the NFL do? Well, it seems like it's an easy fix.
Yeah, have a referee ref the referees.
Right? You have know, a guy a in backup. The sky. What's wrong with that idea? Why do you wait? Well, you want us to have replay? No. You don't need multiple. You just have a guy in the thing that goes, wait a minute. Hold on. That's pass interference, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We might have missed that, coach or boss or whatever you want to call him.
And, you know, and sometimes that replay might take a little bit longer. But in the case of, you know, the Saints and the Rams, that would add, like, what, 2 seconds to
the
time?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Because the sky judge or whatever he'd be called, the sky chief. I like chief. I think that'd be
cool. I like
chief.
I think it's better,
sky
too.
Chief.
I like that, too.
Would just, you know, buzzer down and say, hey, take a look at that play. The head referee would walk over there within 2 seconds, would walk away, go, yeah, that was pass interference. My bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Our bad for not getting it the first time. I don't know how we missed it the first time. But that one was very blatantly a pass interference.
So if anything, if this AAF goes under, right, suffers financially, and the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes loses all of his $250 million, if his legacy is sky judge and onside, a different onside kick thing, then it's well worth the $250 million. That's a success. So thank you, Tom Condon. Was that his name? God, I don't even know the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes. How shame on me. Thank you, Tom Condon, for investing in this league long enough for us to steal ideas into the NFL. And good luck. Good luck staying afloat. I hope you make it. But if you give the NFL these ideas, you have done your job. Really have done your job. 800-777-2907. Coming up, Jacksonville may, and I use may, sign Nick Foles. Does it make him a contender immediately? Oh, we'll discuss that next SB Nation AM.
SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, O'Reilly Auto Parts has got a really cool program. Do you need a repair that has, do you have a repair that needs a specific tool? Well, O'Reilly Auto Parts now makes this easy with the Loaner Tool program. They have over 80 specialized loaner tools that are available, so that you're sure to have the tool that you need for the project that you want to get the job done right. So you just purchase the needed parts, and then you put down a deposit on that loaner tool, then return that tool in its original condition. You'll get a full refund. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so it's not official, and it may not actually go down, but Nick Foles is being pegged to sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not sure yet. It's not done yet. That's where everybody's thinking. That's where everybody's sources are saying, kind of thing. But let's say Nick Foles does go to Jacksonville. They need a quarterback. They were a team that went to the AFC Championship 2 years ago. They still have guys on the defensive side of the ball, still pretty good. They have Leonard Fournette when he's healthy, still a good runner. Does this make them a contender in the AFC?
Well, didn't we say this? Didn't we say that the only logical place for Nick Foles to go to would be Jacksonville?
Yes, it's the only real place that I can think of that makes real immediate sense.
I know you try to throw
the
Dolphins out there, but who cares about
the
Dolphins?
That's right. Jacksonville is no longer going to have Blake Bortles to kick around with. But now Nick Foles, a playoff winner, is coming to Jacksonville. If he does, then we're not done yet. There are, you know, sources say they're expected to sign him, and then there are sources that say, no, not yet. So a couple of other teams that are in the mix.
But we do know that Jaguars are planning on releasing Blake Bortles.
Yes.
Which begs the question, where does he end up next?
Blake Bortles is going to stay in this league somewhere.
You think
so?
Don't
laugh. Yes. Blake Bortles is not going anywhere. Blake Bortles will be signed as a backup somewhere. He'll bounce around this league. He'll be a backup somewhere. He's not good, but he'll bounce. Nathan Peterman got a look. Blake Bortles will get a look.
I know.
That's how this league works.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Because you can't get, it's really weird how you, the only way you can get kicked out of playing quarterback in the NFL at a young age is kneel for the anthem. Then you can't work again. But if you're young enough and you can throw the ball a bit and somebody's willing to work with you, because you just need to fill bodies. You don't even have to be good. You just have to be in this league. Be in this league, read some defenses, kind of understand the basics of what you're supposed to be doing out there. Be on the NFL level mindset, even if you don't. You can't do it, and you'll bounce, and you'll stay in the league. He'll be a backup somewhere. He'll be a third string somewhere. He'll get a call. Maybe he'll go home for a while, then he'll get a phone call. Just how it works. I've been burned by too many he'll never work again things to be proven wrong. Every time a bad quarterback gets cut, I'm like, well, that's it for his career. Then, oh, no, wait a minute. He just signed. Holy cow, he just won a Super Bowl as a backup. Wow. It's amazing.
Well,
That's how it works.
We said that about Nick Foles, right?
Yeah, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, right? He burned out with the St. Louis Rams.
St. Louis Rams.
Was he ever? Did he make the move to LA, right?
I think he was a part of the LA. Yes, yeah. I think he was with LA. And then now he's a Super Bowl MVP, playoff winner, and now coveted quarterback. Coveted quarterback.
Who would have thunk it?
So does Jacksonville become a contender? Pretty good defense last year. Only gave up less than 20 points a game. That was top five, right? Ran the ball okay.
What we've been saying all along
terrible
about
passing,
them is,
terrible points.
Yeah, what we've been saying all along about them is that they needed a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's all they need. That was the missing piece for this team to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
All right, but you've got a Houston team that won 11 games last year. You got Indianapolis that's got Andrew Luck and could have some more weapons around him, which would be even more dangerous. Tennessee's okay, but does Foles make them like, hey, we're doing it again, Tony.
Yeah. During the summer last year, we kept touting the praise of AFC South football.
I know.
Saying it's going to be the best division in football.
Oh,
it's
going to
be competitive.
It?
I mean, you got four teams in there. God, I think all four teams are going to finish above 500. I don't know how it's going to look.
Yep.
And we're doing it again.
Doing it again. AFC South is going to become the hot division. Oh, good Lord. Hey, listen, there was a time. I'll tell you a quick story. I think I might have done this story before. There was a time Frank Schwab and I were doing I was interviewing Frank Schwab, and him and I were talking. Frank and I are old friends from Colorado. And we were talking, about 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe shorter than that, about the AFC South being the best quarterback division in the NFL because Houston had Brock Osweiler, Indianapolis had Andrew Luck, Tennessee was getting Marcus Mariota, and Blake Bortles was going to be Jacksonville. And there was a possibility that all those guys would be the best quarterbacks in the South. Boy, was that wrong. I live in Nashville. There's still a Marcus Mariota question mark that still surrounds him.
Yep.
He's not from a franchise quarterback standpoint. They're not going after anybody. But there is a point where people who are Titans fans want a payoff on the Mariota years. They want to see something else that's a little different. Right. And I know he's gone through many, many offensive coordinators, whatnot. But is Marcus Mariota the guy that's going to lead this team to the next level? Blake Bortles never panned out. I thought he was going to. Third pick overall at a Central Florida. Looked really sharp in college. Looked like he could play at that next level. Big guy. Nope. Never got it done. Brock Osweiler going to Houston from Denver. Right. You know, helped the Broncos win a Super Bowl, became a free agent, got big money, was going to the Texans. That didn't work out. The only one that's still standing, really, without any question, is Andrew Luck. So, yeah, that was a conversation Frank and I had about 4 or 5 years ago. Whenever the Bortles-Mariota group was really young coming into the league. And, not at all. Not at all. They all bombed out. Deshaun Watson, though, has done very well. He's fun to watch.
Yep.
If Nick Foles is in that division, you got three good quarterbacks, and then Mariota's still a question mark. And
I think Mariota's biggest thing, he needs to finish the season.
Yeah, I know. He's always hurt.
He needs to play 16 games because he's always hurt and just needs to put together a good string. I mean, you know, there's going to be bad games. Every quarterback has bad games. Tom Brady has bad games. Peyton Manning had bad games. But it's just, he needs to do 16, and I can't even think. Has he ever done 16 straight games? I'm certain he has, but it's...
I don't think he. To be honest with you, I don't know if he has. I'll have to look it up because he's been really, really beat up. And he's really suffered some injuries. I'll have to look that up. But what was I going to say? But that division. Oh, so Leonard Fournette, though, like he's a hurt running back. Like, if he was healthy for Jacksonville along with Nick Foles, that could be a better offense. Like, last year, the passing game was terrible. Foles should fix that. The running game wasn't all that good. Leonard Fournette being healthy should fix that. Defense was still pretty decent. Foles to Jacksonville could make the AFC South more pretty interesting. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't know if it's good. I mean, I can't think of another team that is going to want to go down the free agent market for Nick Foles that needs a quarterback. Because if you need a quarterback, you're probably going to get one in the draft. Like, the Giants are not going to go after Nick Foles. They know that they can pick they're going to have Eli, and then they're going to take a quarterback in the draft and groom, and they're going to go in that direction, right? Arizona has got the number one pick. If they take Kyler Murray off the board, maybe there are some teams
they're looking to get rid depletion. Of their quarterback.
Yeah, they're really rid of their quarterback. It means Josh Rosen. If that happens, that means Josh Rosen's available too. So who knows?
Yeah, I'm just looking around, thinking around the league. I can't think of a team right now that is dissatisfied with their quarterback.
No. We'll see. It'll be interesting. Again, don't forget, Jacksonville, that was a really good team that Jacksonville had in the AFC title game, but despite Blake Bortles. And I always go back to the Bortles supporters that year. I remember saying, if you believed in your quarterback so much, if they believed in him so much, there was a point in the Steeler game where they had the ball before halftime, and they made him kneel down with like a minute and something left. They didn't even want him trying to do like a two-minute drill. So they were afraid of the pick six or whatever it is that he did in the past. Foles to Jacksonville could get really interesting in that division. Really interesting. 800-777-2907. Coming up, the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's coming up next on SB Nation AM.
SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, bad, and the dumb as we get going on a Tuesday. And that's what Ron Culver brings us. So let's get with the good as we start this off.
The good today is Falcons owner Arthur Blank.
Oh, what did he do now?
He is doubling down on his concession prices, Tony.
Are you kidding me? He's going to lower the prices of the concessions?
Lowering the prices.
They're already more affordable than any concessions in the history of mankind. How low can he go?
Well, I'm going to give you a few examples here, right? You remember that a Coke went for $2, correct?
Yes.
Actually, the Coke is still $2, so let me go back.
Oh, okay. Staying the same.
A hot dog was $2.
Yep.
It will now be $1.50.
That's crazy.
The burger was $8. Now it is $7.50.
Oh, that's even better.
Pretzel bites were $5. Now they're $4.50. Chips and salsa.
Whoa. $4.50 for pretzel bites?
Yes.
You can't get. I don't think you can get pretzel bites at pretzel places for $4.50.
Exactly. Chips and salsa, $3. Now $2.50. An ice cream cone, it was $5. Now it is $4.50.
I love this guy. He is sticking it to every single owner in the league or any sort of concession company around the country. He is sticking it to him. He's saying, listen, if I can do it, you can do it. And if you don't do it, you're scum.
Exactly.
Look at me. I'm selling hot dogs for $1.50. I'm practically giving them away for crying out loud.
I mean, they're $1.50, yet they probably cost him 5 cents.
I told you I did high school football this year. I never paid. I bought hot dogs for $2 at high school games. Now that money goes to the, you know, support the team. But nevertheless, I paid $2 for high school hot dogs at games. I'm going to pay $1.50 to get them at an Atlanta Falcons game when they should easily be what a small $30, $40 for a combo pack. I mean, come on, that's great that he's doing that. Good for
him. I mean, by comparison, I'm not sure where this is, but you can go some stadium. You can get Doritos walking tacos, right?
Oh, those are pretty good.
Which literally a walking taco with beef is literally a bag of Doritos with cheese drizzled on top of it.
Love that. Yeah, that's
right?
Pretty good.
$18.
Okay. $18 for a bag of Doritos with meat in it and cheese?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I'm not sure where the location of this one is.
That's dumb. I would not buy that even if I was craving, even if the doctor said you need a bag of walking Doritos to live.
How about this,
I would
Tony?
Say $18, I'll die.
Tony, how about this? Would you buy a ham and Swiss sandwich? It's gluten-free.
Gluten-free, that's good.
Would you buy that for $14?
No, $14. Where is this? Where are these insane prices?
Every concession stadium in America.
God, there's only two places. There's only two sporting events right now that I know of that have cheap concession prices. Only two. Only two places. That's Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Stadium and Augusta, Georgia for the Masters.
Yep.
These are the only two places right now that I can think of that have low, very convenient concession prices.
I think
the Masters is notorious for this. They're famous for low prices on their food.
Yeah, I think you can get a strawberry. The strawberries and cream at Wimbledon, I think, is affordable.
Oh, that's good. That's cool.
You know, because that's what they're known for is the strawberries and cream.
Yeah, but and you can get away with that at Wimbledon. That's a hoity-toity crowd. You could get away with that.
Yeah, but still, I mean, yeah, how awesome would it be if you lived in Atlanta and you had season tickets and you're like, oh, you know, I don't have to worry about taking a second mortgage out to get food.
I know.
It's $1.50 for a hot dog.
That always makes me cringe. We used to go to Predators games, and my wife would come back with a whole bunch of stuff. I'm like, how much did you pay for this? She goes,
$48. Oh, I hate, yeah.
Oh,
don't tell me. Just don't tell me.
God, don't. Oh, God. $48. And what do we get? 4 sodas, a couple of hot dogs, and some chips?
Exactly. I mean, and then, you know, take the same mentality to go to Atlanta, and if you go get a hot dog and a soda, it's going to run you
$3.50. $3.50!
Plus, the soda's refillable.
That's great.
You get free refills.
That is very good. I like that. All right, let's go with the bad.
The bad. Well, we talked about it earlier. I don't know if you had mentioned it to this extent, but we did talk about the woeful Lakers.
Yes.
But things have gotten so bad for the Lakers that even Carmelo Anthony is hesitant about joining them for the rest of the season.
Carmelo Anthony, who hasn't gotten a job, is
Carmelo
like, oh,
would
no.
rather stay at home than join the Lakers on their road to mediocrity.
That is so funny. Now, that's hilarious because Carmelo's like, the agent's like, I think I can get you on the Lakers. Anybody else?
Anybody else?
Well, the Grand Fork Bulldogs.
Book it.
Let's book that. Let's talk to them. I can get you. I may be able to get you in Paraguay. Would that work? Yeah, I might be going to Paraguay. Would you like to not play? Well, maybe I won't play. God,
would you like
funny.
To wear one of the most iconic jerseys in its sport?
You mean I could wear a Laker jersey? Yes. Play at the Staples Center? Yes. Be in the second largest market in the country? Yes. Be one of the only few players in history to play for both the Knicks and the Lakers? Yes. Nah.
I'll pass.
Thank you.
That's
How
terrible.
About that Paraguay offer? Is that still on the table? God, that's funny. That is funny, but that is bad.
That's how really bad it's gotten. I mean, he won't even join his banana boat buddy.
You think Jeannie Buss is like, hey, hold on. We're so bad Carmelo won't play for us? What is this? What is going on here? I like Jeannie Buss, too.
She's driving
crazy.
Snoop was right. You gotta implode the whole thing.
I do, too. I agree with, the more I've been thinking about Snoop, and I thought about him yesterday after the show, I was like, what a bold, I mean, there were things he said in there that were kind of weird, but what a bold, I hope he gives away his box tickets for five bucks. I hope he does. Like, I hope he makes it public. Like, I hope he says, this guy gave me $5 and I gave him a ticket to be in my booth at the Staples Center for the game. Because this is so pathetic. I want everybody to know how pathetic this is. I'm giving this guy a booth at the Staples Center to watch the Lakers play for $5 because this is insane what I'm seeing. This is crappy basketball. He won't use the word crappy, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Good for Snoop.
Yeah.
Good for
and
Snoop.
He wasn't, and I believe this, it wasn't a high statement from him.
No.
He was not under the influence. He genuinely feels that this needs to be done, that they need to implode the whole thing.
I like celebrity rants about their sports teams. I like that when celebrities go on, Twitter or some sort of social media and complain bitterly about their sports franchises. It's great. You know, it's like a, Michael Rapaport, the actor?
Yes.
He's a gigantic Knicks fan.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone on rants, multiple rants on the Knicks over time. So, yeah, I kind of like when actors do this. With celebrities, and nevertheless, do this.
Yeah, kind of hold their feet to the fire a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
All right. The
so
dumb,
what is he
of the,
dumb?
The dumb of the day.
Yes.
I'm hesitant on bringing this up, but I'm going to.
Go ahead.
A man in England has revealed his way to a healthy lifestyle, Tony.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's by drinking a pint of his own urine every morning.
Oh, okay. Is this going to... Okay. Okay. I'm worried now. My biggest
question is, how do you come about to that level of thinking? Like, what... Like, what point do you go, it's like, you know what would sound really good to me? I mean, I know he chills it. So
it's cold?
Yeah.
I'm starting to cringe.
I don't, yeah.
Like I used to get when I watched Fear Factor and they would be like, drink the blood of this cow. And I'd be like, oh,
right.
I'm starting to cringe.
I
thinking about this.
He does. I mean, every morning he says.
So what is what does he say is the health benefit of this?
He feels better.
He feels better.
Yeah. He said he read something about the health benefits online, decided to go for it. And so he's been doing it every day.
Oh, my God. This internet thing is going to kill us all, isn't it? There are health. He found health benefits to drinking your own urine.
Now, I've heard when watching what's it called? Bear Grylls. I can't remember the name of his show. You remember that outdoorsman?
Yes.
I mean, he says that you can do that when, in survival mode.
Oh, of course.
Totally understand that. Totally with him. And being, if you're in survival mode, yes, I totally get that. But
No, to wake up and then to do that and then drink it, or at least save it so it chills and then drink it and then feel like that's what your body should have been doing this whole time, I don't think is the right science.
No, I don't. And I don't think, our forefathers, ancestors, the cavemen we descended from thought that process out as well.
I don't think so either. I think this is called waste product for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, you no need running water.
Yeah, no.
You have own spigot.
Oh, my gosh. It would be sad if he does pass away and they go, you know what killed him? Drinking his own urine.
Well, that's going to happen.
He would have lived to 80 years old, except he drank his own urine.
Yep. All those bad things we kept expelling from his body, he was just putting it right back in. A vicious cycle.
He's like in medical students. They open him up for the autopsy and they go, look at that. Healthy lungs, healthy heart, awful kidneys because he drank his own urine. And everybody, medical students will be like, don't drink urine. And right, now we have to learn this all over again.
Serious question. If he needed a kidney and he divulged to the doctor, this is what I'm doing. Do they put him on the donor list?
That's a good one. That's true.
Because I mean, if he needed one kidney, right? Or if he, I guess he would need both. I don't know. I would just be like, you're just going to ruin this one too.
Yeah.
Of a sudden, since it wasn't his from birth, does it have switching craft beers?
Interesting. Interesting. All right. The good and the bad that Tom on a Tuesday. It is SB Nation Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Herzing from Let's Talk Wheels with an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For those of you with kids heading home for spring break, this is a great time to have their cars checked out. It's never fun to get the call. You know the one. Dad, I got a car problem and I'm here at school. Folks are away from home and you have to deal with somebody over the phone that you don't know. You're not even sure if they know what they're doing. So while the car is home, take it into a shop that you trust and have them give it a really good look. Have the oil changed, tires rotated, the brakes checked, and explain to them it's going to go back to school in a week. So you want everything looked at. When I had my shop, I was always doing these kind of checkups for customers. You already worry about the kids being away from home, but why add car problems to the list? You can't prevent every car problem, but you can make them few and far between. And it'll give you peace of mind, and in these days, that's a lot. This is Mike Herzing from Let's Talk Wheels, are brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more tips, go to letstalkwheels.com or find us on Facebook as Let's Talk Wheels.
Each spring, we lose an hour of sleep in the name of daylight savings time. But who needs rest when you've got a new Jeep SUV? Come in to the Jeep Freedom Days sales event now for great deals that more than make up for 60 minutes of not snoozing. Go anywhere, anytime in the legendary Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. Travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Take in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. And push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 mpg highway. So hurry in for great deals at the Jeep Freedom Days sales event, or you'll miss out on more than just an hour of rest. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated 4-cylinder, 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this hour of SB Nation Radio, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let's go to Michael in Philadelphia on Stock Combine. What's going on, Michael? Did we lose Michael already? Michael, what's going on? What do you want to talk about? All right, Michael can't hear us, so we have to move on. That's too bad. He waited on that whole time. Got to be ready to go, I guess. What do you want to talk about the combine? Did he say? I'll address it, and then he can hear me.
No, he just said he wanted to talk combine. I was curious what
about
he was going to bring up.
The 40-yard dash?
I don't know.
Did he want to talk about Nick Bosa, Kyler Murray? Which one's going number one?
Well, you know what? What he wanted to talk about combine was our tease for next hour.
Was he going to be buzzing about the weightlifting competition? Anything about the jumping?
Don't you think, is it just me, but I think we should give out awards for people.
For what?
For, bench pressing the most.
Yeah, they should. They should give you like a little trophy.
Yeah. And you ran the fastest 40 this year.
You should say, among the linebackers, you ran the fastest 40. Here's your linebacker 40 fast button.
And you do it as a beauty pageant type thing where you can win your age group, but then there's an overall winner.
That's right. That's right. Or you make it like the Boy Scouts, where everybody gets a little badge.
Not everyone's getting a badge. Some people go home empty-handed, Tony.
That's true. That's very true. Very true. But they came to the combine to participate, so they get a participation ribbon.
No, they get a participation. That's what the little unitard thing is. That's the ribbon.
You might be right. Kyler Murray, number one, getting more and more buzz. You believe in this, or is this we're going to throw this to the woodshed?
Well, it was, this will come up in the next hour.
Okay.
We're gonna have a buy or sell combine edition.
Oh, very good. All right, I'm into that. I'll be doing that.
But I love Kyler Murray's work ethic throughout the combine. I thought his performance was top notch. The way he, moved on that field, the way he threw that ball.
Yeah. Yeah,
the way he threw that ball. The 40 might need a little bit of work on, and maybe the bench pressing part of his regimen might need a little tweak here and there. But overall, performance.
Solid performance at the combine for Kyler Murray. Wait till the pro day in Oklahoma, I guess. Figure that one out. All right, 800-777-2907 if you do want to get involved in the program. And coming up in the next hour, we'll talk a little baseball, also Antonio Brown. But we'll also have buy and sell coming up, and that is a combine edition to celebrate one of the better off-season events the NFL has to offer, the combine from Indianapolis. Next, SB Nation Radio.